Welcome to Nutrition Podcast with bite-sized health and nutrition insights. I'm Elena, a nutritionist, passionate about helping you be your best self with loved ones and live a high-quality life through nutrition and wellness. Now, at the heart of addressing everything related to our well-being, from managing stress and boosting energy levels to shedding unwanted pounds and balancing hormones, lies one crucial factor: gut health. And guess what? We tackle it all through the power of nutrition. In today's fast-paced, tech-driven world where the lines between work and personal life blur, stress levels high, and unhealthy habits around food are formed, prioritizing nutrition isn't just important, it's absolutely essential. If you are ready to take charge of your health and embark on a personalized nutrition and wellness journey, schedule your free consultation today via the link in my show notes. Let's get started on transforming your health together. Hello, everybody. I'm Elena, nutritionist, and you are listening to the Nutrition Bite-Size Health and Nutrition Insights podcast. In today's episode, we are diving deep into the fascinating world of serotonin, also known as the happy hormone, the neurotransmitter that holds the key to our mood and mental well-being. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of serotonin and discover how it shapes our emotions, behaviors, and overall outlook on life. Now, to grasp the role of serotonin on mood requires an understanding of its functions as a neurotransmitter, a chemical messenger that helps transmit signals between nerve cells in the brain. Now, I can share five key functions of serotonin as a neurotransmitter. The first is on mood regulation. So serotonin is often referred to as the feel-good hormone, right? It's a neurotransmitter because it contributes to feelings of happiness, well-being, and emotional stability. Optimal levels of serotonin are associated with positive mood and overall mental wellness. The second is stress and anxiety reduction. Now, serotonin has a calming effect on the brain, helping to reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. It regulates the body's stress response by moderating the release of cortisol, a hormone associated with stress. The third is depression management. Now, imbalances in serotonin levels are linked to mood disorders such as depression. Low levels of serotonin are associated with symptoms like sadness, irritability, and low energy. The fourth is sleep regulation. Serotonin plays a role in regulating sleep, and it helps to promote sleep by converting into melatonin, a hormone that regulates sleep patterns. Disruptions in serotonin levels can contribute to sleep disorders such as insomnia or disrupted sleep patterns as well. So if you are experiencing insomnia, then maybe this is a podcast you need to listen to. The fifth is appetite and digestion. Now, serotonin influences appetite and digestion. It helps regulate food intake, promote feelings of feeling full, and maintaining a healthy digestive system. Imbalances in serotonin levels can contribute to changes in appetite, including overeating or loss of appetite, so not eating enough. Now, serotonin itself is not directly obtained from food, as it's a neurotransmitter produced in the brain and other parts of the body. However, certain dietary factors can influence serotonin levels indirectly, such as the amino acid tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin, meaning it's a compound that the body can use to produce serotonin. Foods that are rich in tryptophan include turkey, chicken, fish, eggs, dairy products, nuts and seeds, legumes, tofu, and soy products. Now, along with this, consuming carbohydrates with tryptophan containing foods can also increase the serotonin levels, as carbohydrates actually help to facilitate the entry of tryptophan into the brain. Now, this is why many people feel a sense of relaxation or improved mood after consuming a carbohydrate-rich meal. So maybe think about how you feel after you eat that pasta next time. Overall, considering the five functions of serotonin, plays a multifaceted role, right, in maintaining emotional well-being and mood stability. It's involved in regulating stress, anxiety, depression, sleep, appetite, and digestion. Now, ensuring adequate serotonin levels through lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, stress management, and sleep hygiene is important for our overall mental health and overall well-being. As always, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, have a nutritious and gut-healthy week. If you found value in today's episode of the Nutrition Podcast and haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button to stay updated on our latest insights. For personalized support on your nutrition and wellness journey, visit wellnesswithelena.com, explore our range of services, including private consultation, workplace wellness programs, and our signature wellness makeover program. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, remember, your health is your greatest asset.